The views and opinions expressed by hosts, invited speakers, and callers do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the Black Talk Media Project or the Black Talk Radio Network.
Welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Rand, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. Just want to thank you all for listening today. Got a little feedback here. Let me see if that's me. Okay. No. Want to thank you all for listening today to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Today is November the 16th, 2016. Just want to thank you all. And also, everyone, continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. Glad that there are donations that are being made. It's so, so needed and so, so important that we do that so that the network can continue to grow and bring you the programming that's needed, because this information that you're giving, you're not going to find anywhere else, because this is custom made for you, your family, and our community. So continue to support this radio network, because it's essential that we have it in today's world with all of the mainstream media propaganda and everything that goes on. It's so thick, and it has so thoroughly confused, and it has so thoroughly intoxicated us all. We are completely drunken in its stupor. So continue to support this network and allow it to grow and allow it to continue to bring you what it is that you need. So with that being said, tell your friends, tell your family members, and also make any financial donations that you possibly can to keep the network growing and going. So I want to thank you all for doing that. Also, go to Tando Radio Show on Facebook. Check out our Facebook page, and when you're there, give us a like while you're there. Check out some of the articles that we posted, and it's going to be about some of the things that we're going to talk about. And it's also, you'll find there, you will find the calendar for the day. We're going to talk about some of the things that we're going to talk about on the show, and also we have some of the articles that posted there that are, you know, I think are important. But if you have some ones that you think that should be shared, definitely send it to us. I will definitely post it and give you credit for it. We get some, you know, from time to time, and I really, really do appreciate them. So continue to also check out Tando Radio Show. And if you have any questions or concerns, you can hit us up there. Okay, today, before we get going today, catch up, we have the special guest is supposed to come on, Weed, is supposed to come on today. I don't see him in queue, but until then, he'll probably be on a little bit later. But if not, we're cool. We'll keep right on going. So, but in the meantime, a couple of articles that I really would like to talk about with you that we've been posted since the weekend. Some very, very good ones that you need to know about and check out. But before we say that, you know, today I was listening to, was watching, I stopped in real quick to just to check out some of the financial news and had some time, and so something told me, check out what CNBC was talking about. And, you know, I checked them out because I need to know what not to do. Something very, very telling was being displayed. And they said that there was a session. It had a session that was called Funding Terrorism. And they were running down how some of the terrorist organizations, and they were talking about ISIS, how they were being funded. And they said through cash, through antiquities, through gold, through Bitcoin, and through donations. And no, they didn't say donations, and it was something else that they said that was funding ISIS. Now, this is a mainstream media outlet, of course, okay? And it's so important that we know that, because they're going to give us what the overall, what they want us to know. So, but here's the list that they had. Oh, it was, this was it. the one that I did forget, was black market oil. Black market oil, gold, cryptocurrencies, and antiquities is what, how they were saying that terrorist groups such as ISIS were being funded. What they failed to realize, well, I mean, what they failed to tell was the truth that they're being funded by first world governments, the U.S. being one of those governments. They weren't talking about the corporate donations and the corporate financing that they were giving. And they, because these entities are serving the purpose of and being manipulated as organizations as for a proxy war and for a an agenda that's being brought forth by the corporate world in itself. But of course they didn't tell you that. But it was significant that they said that. And I'm gonna tell you why. Tell you why it was so significant. Because in the future they want to get rid of competition to their created, manipulated economy, that being the dollar. They want to get rid of certain things in the ability for people to do certain things. And one of the things that they definitely want to get rid of is they want to get rid of people hedging themselves against the economic collapse by way of gold and the precious metals. That was that with that whole art, that whole piece was an attack on gold. And not only that, to set forth an agenda so that they can come back with the precedent or would come back to set precedents that no longer can the general public have precious metals and gold because they're being used for terrorism, because this is another form of freedom that they want to siphon away from you. So, so important that you know that. And we're going to talk about that later on in this week because it's really, really important. So just wanted to let you guys know that one. Thought it was pretty funny. And these are the things that are happening right now that you need to know so that you could protect yourself accordingly. Okay, so check this out. Let's go to Tando Radio Show. And there was a couple of things that were posted there that I want you to have an idea of in the importance of. Posted something from, this comes from the International Man. Posted this on Saturday. Getting ready for crazy is what it was saying. Good article, really, really good article. This comes from the International Man. Was written by Jeff Thomas, and it says, here we go, let me block this out, so get rid of this, and this article was posted on Saturday. It says, recently the Honduras home and businesses of families of Jaime Rollins were raided by Honduras governments. The properties themselves were seized and assets were taken. The family owned a bank. The family owned bank was also seized as he was forced into liquidation, creating a potential financial crisis for its 220,000 clients. The angry crowd and clients were unable to go about their personal and professional business, have been blocked in surrounding streets, demanding the release of their savings. In response, the government has promised that each depositor will have the opportunity to withdraw up to $9,600 from other banks, beginning with the smallest depositors. At first glance, those of us who live in the first world may regard this as a crazy seizure or type of third world government behavior. But in recent years, the first world has been changing, and we've witnessed banks and governments confiscating depositors' funds and increasing capital control and institutional asset forfeitures and instituting asset forfeiture laws that have turned police departments into looters. They've created the dynamic increase of power of all authorities, leading the populace to live in a fear of detention or arrest for the smallest perceived infraction. Very, very good article. Check this article out because it is so true. Also, we talked about on Friday how the Sixth Amendment was being challenged, the asset forfeiture that there was, I think it was Luis, I can't remember her, Miss Luis is her last name. She's fighting Luis versus the United States. And what is happening is that her assets were seized, even the assets that the prosecutors, the feds knew had nothing to do with any crimes that she was alleged to have committed. Now, let me tell you something, one, about federal court. If you go into a federal court, it's a kangaroo court. There's no way that you can win. They have the highest conviction rate is because the whole stage is totally a dishonest system, and it's rigged, totally rigged. So now what they want to do, what the government is going to do, is they're going to set precedents where they can take whatever they want from you at any time. No different here than in any other so-called third world country that thought that this couldn't happen, because here in the United States, the home of the land of the free and the home of the brave, not so true in any form, neither free nor brave, because we allowed this to happen by the governments themselves and to seize these powers against the people at all times. Well, it's the perceived perception of seizing power, because it's only the power that the people allowed them to get away with that they are able to enforce and have authority over. So this is something that starting to spread itself, and you're going to see that in all forms, especially as the U.S. economy continues to deteriorate, as the scorched earth policy that this government will start to go into against all other governments and the citizens in which make up its constituency, so to speak, which is so untrue. But this is a really, really good article. You all should check this one out. It says a lot. It's telling you about what's going to be going on here, and it's actually unfolding here. So check that article out. Also, next one. Let me get to the next one. Next, we have posted this one on the 14th, on Saturday also. This is a really good one. And depending on if our guest comes in today or not, we're going to really touch on this one. 42 admitted false flag attacks. Very, very important. Check that one out. Really good one. Next one, I'm going to pass up on that one because we could come back to that later. Next one comes from Yahoo News. IMF experts recommend inclusion of the Chinese yuan in elite currency baskets. Very important thing here that's going on. I posted a couple of things about that, but let's check this out real quick. China welcomes the IMF backing to make yuan world reserve currency, or one of the world reserves currency, or to share the world reserve currency with others. China on Saturday welcomed backing from the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, but I call them the International MF Fund, experts that the yuan shall be included in its reserve currencies, saying that the move would strengthen the world's financial system. Now the world's second largest economy, China, asked last year for the yuan to be added to the elite basket of SDR, special drawing right currencies, but until recent it was considered too tightly controlled to qualify. It now looks likely that the yuan will be formally admitted into the IMF special drawing rights currency basket at the end of the month. And that is suspected to happen on the 30th of November, which would mark a milestone in China's effort to become a global economic power, which it already is and has been for a while. It actually is the second largest economy in the world. Guess what? It's the first. It is the first. It's far surpassed the U.S. And not only that, it's far surpassed the U.S. in all matrix, really. But they just haven't released that to you yet, because they don't want you to know that yet. So it goes on to continue to say, which will make a milestone for China's efforts to become a global economic power. The IMF chief, Christine Lagarde, said that the fund now deems the yuan meeting the requirements to be a freely usable currency, a key hurdle to joining the yen, dollar, pound, and euro as a leading unit in international trade. The IMF had no choice in this whole matter because the rest of the world was running to trade with the BRIC nations at hand. So it goes on to say, the move sent markets into a tailspin as investors took it as a sign of slowing growth in China, a key driver of the world's currency. But the central banks on Saturday said such reform had taken it closer to join the SDR. China thinks the inclusion of the Rehimbi, which is the real name in initials for it, is RMB, which stands for the Rehimbi. And yuan is what they call it, but that's the slang. It's just like calling a dollar dead presidents are a buck. So that's when you hear the yuan, that is just the slang for the Rehimbi. Into the SDR basket, which will strengthen the representative and attractions of the SDR, and it will improve the existing international monetary system, the People Bank of China added. It will have win-win benefits for both China and the world. The yuan has rapidly gone into an important recent years in China. The world's top trading nation has used it to settle more of its commerce and made it directly convertible with more currency. And that was completed for one of the major ones was completed on Tuesday, last Tuesday, when the yuan or the renminbi became convertible with the Swiss franc. Very, very telling there. So now it goes on to say, Lagarde said the IMF experts ruled Beijing had addressed all remaining operational issues requiring the SDR inclusion, which will be decided by the executive board at the November 30th meeting. I support the staff's finding, she said, adding to expectation that the board will also back the yuan. Move this down real quick. That would mark an about turn from the beginning of August before the yuan devaluation, when the fund said that the currency was not freely usable enough to be included into the basket, despite the recent misgivings. There has been strong pressure from the IMF to act now, as the SDR basket is only reviewed every 5 years. If a decision to include the renminbi is made at the end of the month, the actual inclusion could take place later, as late as September 30th, 2016, giving Beijing more time to prepare. The recommendation Friday was broadly backed by the United States. Let me read that again. The recommendation Friday was broadly backed by the United States, China's main rival for economic supremacy. The U.S. had no choice on Friday. They had to. What was significant about Friday? That's when they started to move in a different direction to push this world into World War III. Let me tell you what was holding up this whole thing with China was that the U.S. was refusing to negotiate China's inclusion into the SDR, among other things, but this is one of the chief things. But now they had no choice because the world had already decided, since the United States would not negotiate the dollar hegemony and or the petrodollar status and the overall reserve currency solely being the mainstay of the reserve currency status in the dollar losing its position, the rest of the world said, since you won't do it, we will do it ourselves without you. And the U.S. had no choice. But believe me, they didn't want it to happen. And there was going to be a response to that, and you're starting to see that unfold. And so let me just finish this article for you because it's so important that we know this. We intend to support the renminbi inclusion in the SDR special drawing rights basket, provided the currency meets the International Monetary Fund's exiting critique, the Treasury Department said, using another name for the yuan. We will review the IMF paper in that light, is what the United States said. The Treasury said. Now, really, real important thing that was said at the end of the article. It said that the decision to include the yuan is going to be made this month. The actual inclusion could take place as late as September 30th, 2016, giving Beijing more time to prepare. Let me tell you what Beijing needs to prepare for. China doesn't want to be the only reserve currency of the world. because there are some real hurdles that you have to navigate through that. And actually, it actually exposes you to being taken out of the reserve currency status. But this is what one of the things that China was going to do and the rest of the world is going to do. They are going to back their currencies with real hard assets. The United States government didn't want that to happen because they don't have the assets that the rest of the world has had in comparison to them. What do I mean by that? This is it. The U.S. was able to have its economic prowess and its economic standing because it was the unchallenged world reserve currency. So because of that, they could print and digitally create currency without backing it with anything. In 1971, Nixon closed the closed the gold window where people could go to the bank and exchange their currency for a relative, exchanging, you can exchange that for currency for gold. And Nixon closed that in August the 15th of 1971 because the U.S. didn't have the gold in which they could back or pay out to people in comparison to how much cash that they had on hand. So what did Nixon do? It was a default. And Nixon defaulted on the gold, on the gold window because the U.S. didn't have the gold. So they closed it and they went to a purely debt-based backing. And that debt-based backing was based off of confidence. It was based off the reserve, it being the reserve currency status, meaning that all of the countries of the world had to have U.S. dollars to be able to have a medium of exchange for goods that they needed to sell or goods that they needed to buy. And what did that do? That made the U.S. dollar extremely strong and your standard of living here in the U.S. much, much better than anyone else in the world. They would do all of the work and you would gain from it by having a reserve currency status that the rest of the world had to have, and it made your dollar stronger in comparison to everyone else's. That was what the reserve currency status did for the U.S. Also, what back after Nixon took it off of the close the gold window was that it was the petrodollar. Once again, the rest of the world did all of the work, and the U.S. benefited from it, and also the people here that were living in the U.S. was benefit from it, because for every form of energy that the world needed to buy to run their economies and to keep their countries economically afloat and to keep their infrastructure going, they had to first convert their currency into U.S. dollars in order to buy any form of energy. It wasn't just oil. It was also natural gas, and it was also electricity. So what did that do to the U.S. dollar? Once again, it made it completely, made it much, much stronger. Artificially created, it was artificial wealth. Then it was the U.S. military that backed the dollar. If a country tried to come off of using the U.S. dollar as reserve currency status or as a petrodollar status, they got a visit from the economic hitmen by way of either financially or by the U.S. military in some form or another. Through state-sponsored assassination, through state-sponsored coups, or through state-sponsored invasion of the United States. The rest of the world, and believe me, all of these governments are in the same fraternity, but the rest of the world got tired of that and wanted to move from that. And now that's what's happening. And the U.S. had to ensure, tried to hold on as long as they possibly could, because this is what this will mean. This means that the rest of the world is, as soon as, in a part and partial, when the SDR, special drawing rights, which you cannot have any special drawing rights, that's just only on the international sovereignty level. In order for, once the renminbi is admitted into the basket of currencies with the yen, with the dollar, the U.S. dollar, with the pound, and with the euro, What is going to happen is that other countries throughout the world are going to, rather than trade with the U.S., they're going to trade with China. Now, the U.S. will have to either make itself marketable and be able to compete with the other currencies, which they can't do because of the policies and the colonization, because they colonized so many places, put so many military bases throughout the world to actually wage their bullying tactics against the rest of the world. So they've already scorched their relationships with people. Now they either have to come back with deals and be competitive with the renminbi, which they can't do because the United States doesn't have the manufacturing capability. The United States instead sat back and was like, we are able, our strength of our dollar is that we can print as much as we want and the rest of the world will buy it. We will print it and gain the purchasing power with it, and the rest of the world will be strangled with our debt. Now the world has decided not to do that any longer. So, huge move. One of the things that I believe that the Chinese will do and other countries will do, and you're seeing it happening all over the place through the BRIC nations, through the ASEAN nations, even though some of them work deal with the U.S., but and also other countries are now making trade deals absent of the U.S. dollar, and they're making direct trade between themselves. And the U.S. wants to stop all of that. How do you stop all of that? Once you have currency wars, and you lose a currency war, and the key to a currency war is you want to race your currency to the bottom so everyone will say, well, that's the cheaper one to use, so let me use it. So it's a race to the bottom. But when you can't hold that position, then it becomes a trade war. And you want to make sure that you have the commerce of trade in between countries. And when you no longer have that because people don't want to deal with you, when the goods stop crossing borders, then that's when the troops start to cross borders. That's where we are now. And China is going to, along with other nations throughout the world, to make their currencies competitive. They're going to back their currency with gold. They're going to back their currency with gold, and they're going to back their currency. But why would they do that? They would back their currencies with gold so that the rest of the world would have confidence. They're going to open the gold window that Nixon closed. Key point. And when that happens, the quality of life within this country is going to be drastically cut off. So just wanted to touch on that, and we will continue to touch on that. Let me see, is our guest here? No, he's not here, so we're going to keep going. So, key point, and you need to know this so that you can prepare for that and see exactly what that means. And that basically means this, is that the U.S. has already lost. The asymmetrical warfare, financial asymmetrical warfare that was waged against the United States and the financiers of the United States, they have lost. And they refuse to go quietly. Listen, give and go to a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to jump on some more of these articles and continue the conversation on this. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For live programming schedules, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave Aran, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. Just want to thank you all for listening. And if you have any questions or comments, definitely get in on the conversation. You can give us a call. Number is 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032 pound. And then just hit *61, and that will let me know that you are in queue and you have a question or comment. Well, our guest today, Wade, is in queue, And let me bring Wade up to make sure he's ready to go. Good to go. Wade, are you there? Wade is just putting everything together. Here we go. Okay, yeah. Great.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, welcome, Wade. Welcome back to Tando Radio Show.
Yeah, I'm cool and just here, you know, listening. You know.
Okay, cool.
I've spoken to my my friend there.
Okay.
The Pentagon insider. He had wanted to come back to, you know, put some more input because, you know, he has a lot more to say. You know, that's the only way you guys are going to get it because there's way more information that goes into it. So.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no, yeah, yeah. We get it, but yeah, we definitely would. So are you going to talk today, are you going to bring Drake in?
I want to see if I can get Drake in. I do have a little information that I want to put out, but maybe after he speaks.
Okay, cool. That's cool.
I'm going to see if I get him, and then.
Okay, know, that's fine. Uh-huh.
Let me see first. I'll be here. Mute me, guys.
Yeah. Hold on 1 second. Wait. Okay, go ahead. All right, well, while Wade is doing that, we're going to move. So that article is extremely, extremely important that's there, and it's so important, and you're going to see that being played out. Also, on Wednesday, posted, I mentioned this on the show Tuesday, that training exercises, in the past, the modus operandi of what's going on here is in the people that like to create global events, they like to disguise those and cloak those global events by having training outlets. And once again, in Paris, on Friday, Paris was having a multi-site exercise planned for the morning of November the 13th, 2015, which involved its EMTs and involved the military. And guess what it was? It was based off of a terrorist act of multiple incidents throughout the city of Paris. And lo and behold, their training all of a sudden went live. Yes, Paris had been having since the beginning of the year had some very highly publicized and some major attacks within the city, but it never seems to fail that whenever they have their exercises, their training exercises, that a lion's share of them, especially all of the major ones that you've seen in the recent times, have gone live themselves. So this is another case in point to show you where this is really, really coming from. It's not as organic as they're trying to make it. And the thing that's so discouraging about this is that they actually tell you who started the funding, how these organizations were operated. But see, we forget because we've been so used to, only thing that we do is hear the propaganda of the day and take it as the truth. And they really don't, expect us to be able to recall the lies that they tell us or the truths that they tell us of their involvement and not to call them on it. It's very, very, discouraging that they think that the general population is as dumb as they like us to be. But no way in the world is that the case nor truth. This is why we have Black Talk Radio Network. This is why Tando is here in other forms to bring this type of information and to call them out on these types of lies. So very, very good. That one is a video that's posted there. So check that one out. And it's talking about with the training exercise that was there. So I guess Drake is here. Let me unmute Drake. Drake, is this you?
Yeah, that's me.
Hey, welcome, Drake, to Tando Radio Show. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine. I'm getting ready to blow some things up. Other than that, I'm, calm, cool, and collected.
There you go. Okay, so it was a very, very, last week was a very eventful week, as we all know, but back on the show today, and there's some information that you wanted to give some of our listeners. Well, we're all ears, and we just want to welcome and thank you for coming back on the show.
Oh, you're welcome. I kind of brushed on this lightly. okay? Mm-hmm. There is a plan by the people that are doing the nasty things to put the police in between or in front of rioting black people or people of color and or people of low economic means, generally the people that can't fight back. The that plan has been around since the 50s, just so you'll know. It's a real plan. These are the people that orchestrate and pull the strings of the government that we have presently. Okay. Some of that, and the problem is with the people themselves not being able to restrain the idea of the rioting or disagreement or however you want to look at that.
Right.
Okay. If in the near future this is not curtailed, the attempt to start race wars and all this other happy crap, if that is not curtailed, there's going to be a decimation of the ghettos. Now, this was done once before by other nasties. It doesn't have a declaration of martial law or any of that to do it either. Think about a whole bunch of nervous cops coming through a neighborhood, door to door. And I'm talking about, you don't open the door, they bust it open. Now, you remember what happened in New Orleans after Katrina.
Right.
If the door is closed, they felt they had the right to break it down and come in your house and do whatever they felt like they wanted to do while they were there.
Mm-hmm. Very familiar with it. Right. That actually did happen. That actually did happen.
I'm trying to put everybody on alert that they're getting ready to try to do the same thing, only this time, more or less nationwide. They're going to have a false flag coming up. I've heard rumors. I'm not going to be specific, but it should be of the type of impropriety and nasty that everybody and their mother-in-law would get upset about.
Right.
Everybody's got a conscience, okay? And they're going to try to beat that dead horse until it gets up like a zombie and starts marching.
Right.
I have a question.
Oh.
Can I be heard?
Oh, man, come on. Yeah, of course. Go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah. Welcome back, Drake. I ain't know you was going to be with us today. But I have some questions, a couple of questions based on what you said. You said curtail the rioting. If the black community don't curtail the rioting, my question is, were the American colonists rioting against the oppression that they was facing from the British king?
Only very shortly. They got met with British troops real quick.
And?
And then they went through, I don't know if you're familiar with that period of time, but they went through small towns and... Well, broke a lot of bones, smashed skulls, shot people, etc.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the things, the movie The Patriot is not too far off in what it shows, but it doesn't get near to the gruesomeness of the measure of oppression that took place.
So what happened after the rioting and all of that? That led to a freedom revolution, didn't it?
Well, they were trying to stomp it out. Basically, what they did is the same intention that we did in Iraq, Afghanistan, and other places, giving rise to a group, you can call it Al-Qaeda or whatever, which was, that's our doing too, but it gave rise to people having large resentment when you lose a member of the family or somebody that you knew or somebody that shouldn't have been shot or whatever the deal might be. You get this slow burn hatred, even from a mild-mannered person. And over a period of time, when these things continue, eventually that person goes over the top. This is it's like telling kids, and I'm not talking about directly. This is the fun part of it. The indirect telling of children that they're worthless because of their color or their origination or that they don't speak good English or whatever their problem might be. You're lesser people. when the education system does that to raging mm-hmm. hormonal teenagers, I don't say there's anything wrong with them exploding when they get out of class. I really understand that.
Well,
I've been through schools that were some were tight and some were reasonable.
Well,
and the reasonable ones never had a problem.
This is the basis of my question. The basis of my question is that no people who value their freedom, who value their human dignity, is going to stop protesting against the citizenry. I mean, protesting against those who got their boots on their neck. That led to American Revolution. But what I take issue is the term rioting, because rioting is usually associated with criminal activity. I don't see people expressing their First Amendment rights. And we hope later their Second Amendment rights is rioting. I see that as them expressing their Bill of Rights and state constitution say that they have a right to peacefully assemble, to file grievances
yeah.
and whatnot. Are you aware that, and this is, I'm sure, an understatement.
People in Ferguson, the people who are paid to break windows, are the problem.
Okay, but I don't see breaking windows and a couple of one business being burnt down or whatnot. But listen, you're saying that the people that's, you know, up to the no good is going to place the police or sick the police on people who are being abused and demonstrating for their rights. If these police, well, these police ain't worth a damn if they would allow themselves to be used as tools of oppression, are they?
I agree. And here's the problem, okay?
Okay.
And it goes to self-policing.
Okay.
And I was in some of these civil rights marches that people like to talk about, but ain't never been to one. And the situation is what Dr. King stipulated. Absolute nonviolence.
Well, I don't agree with not Dr. King's nonviolence, because it's only black people that's being told to stick to nonviolence. I'm a follower of Malcolm X by any means necessary.
Okay, so what happens when every black person, if you want to stipulate color, what happens when every black person in a small area simply goes to City Hall and sits down? You got a problem. And City Hall's got a big problem. When you have people from outside the state coming in, paid people, to make the violence come about and all that, then you got a problem. Ferguson started out as a peaceful assembly of protest and should have been able to remain that way. The problem started when these paid shills got in there and started.
Well, I got a little bit different information from you, Drake. Let me educate you on some of the stuff that was occurring on the ground, because we had people on the ground in Ferguson when this stuff was going down. There were also independent journalists that was on the ground. Let me finish speaking, okay, before you interrupt me on a network that I built.
Sorry, I apologize.
Okay. All right. There was a when right after the killing of Michael Brown, you had teenagers
yeah.
peacefully, according to their Bill of Rights of Missouri and U.S. Rights, sat in a peace circle in the middle of the street, locking arms. Police ran right. up on them and fired on them and sick dogs on them. That's when the convenience store got burnt down in retaliation to the armed attack on children sitting peacefully in the street, locking arms in a nonviolent demonstration against the killing. All right. And
okay.
and so then, you know, is other people coming in? Did other people come in who were not part of Ferguson, didn't live there, might have been paid to do this and paid to do that? Well, we don't control them people. They pay. You just said that they were paid to do this. We don't have no control over them. We ain't in contact with them. All right. And so what the you need to be going to the police and your friends that's in what is it, the Oath Keepers and stuff like that, and you need to tell them to stop overreacting. all right, and turning on the majority of the people who are not armed and are out there peacefully demonstrating, and to just go after those who are causing destruction. But I just get kind of ticked off, Drake, because nowhere in this country's history, I don't know of any freedom movement or any people getting their freedom by nonviolent means only. Now, we ain't on here to talk about and promote violence, but I'm just putting out there that there are plenty of guns in America, and it just ain't going to be a cakewalk. If will a lot of black people, will there be a lot of casualties?
What I'm trying to stipulate is this.
Okay.
I mentioned self-policing.
Well, we tried that, Drake. Let me give you some history.
What that is going to entail is to have people within the peaceful demonstration who will abscond with these people that caused the problem.
Didn't you see the pictures of the Bloods and the Crips that was protecting businesses? I mean, these are supposed to be so-called gangsters and whatnot, but there are plenty of photographs.
I know, and you saw the Oath Keepers when they were standing around. The police acted right.
Okay.
They knew they had to.
So what I'm saying is that we don't have control when somebody is trying to implement chaos. But you said self-policing. You said self-policing. All right. There was an organization called...
That's only one small part of it. Now, here's the other part.
Let me finish, Drake. Let me finish before I forget my point, all right? Because you're saying things and people need to have historical context. In the 1960s, following the civil rights and young people who were seeing these people out here, these teenagers and college students allowing themselves to be beat down and dogs sicked on them and holes is turned on, they was like, no, we're not going to allow that to happen to us. We're going to follow the teachings of Malcolm X. And they created the Black Panther Party, which was founded in 1966, the year I was born, in Oakland, California, by Huey Newton and the other brother's name. Well, do you know that when they started growing as a national organization, a national political organization, that they were involved in not only just watching out for the citizens in terms of police violence, but they were also policing the community and stopping a lot of the violence associated with drug dealers? And what happened to the Black Panther Party? They were targeted by J. Edgar Hoover for destruction. Every Sunday night, we do a program called Political Prisoner Radio to tell people about the political prisoners that came out of that movement, where we tried to do for self, we tried to self-police, we fed ourselves, we clothed ourselves, we even started free clinics. Or I should say, they started free clinics. The United States government destroyed it. Destroyed that movement.
I know. I'm aware of the history.
Yeah.
What the problem is this. We have a two-sided coin. Nobody should have to put up with that kind of Gestapo boot crap that the police are inflicting. That's first. I don't care what color or what you are. Don't matter. Number two, the people responsible have got to start being removed. I have initiated some things that will implement that. Now, what I'm asking for, what I'm requesting, what I would like to do is be able to talk to some people privately on my phone so that we can work this out where the combination, doesn't matter what color, gets done. Doesn't matter what the neighborhood is, gets done. Be it gangsters, Crips, Bloods, don't matter. I don't care. But what I'm saying is that everything that I have tried to do has fallen on deaf ears because people don't listen to the truth of the situation.
Okay.
And I'm on one side of this thing, right dead in the middle, on spin cycle, and we have a fractured group of people all wanting their freedom. Their rights, the things that should be due to them. And the problem is that we need to pull it together. I have the means now to be able to put these things together. It's in process. Believe me.
All right, Jerry, I'm going to say this and I'm going to shut up and let
your community and all of these people that are fractured out in the white community. And everybody in between.
Well, Drake, I'm gonna say this, and I apologize, Dave, for stepping on you. as host of this program. But I'm gonna say
go ahead, to you,
Drake. The best way to communicate to the people that you want us to put you in touch with is to come on this program. Because, and I'm sure you understand this, if you are who you say you are and representing who you say you represent, we don't know you. You could be intelligence agency, and we cannot put you in touch with any of our people and expose them. All right. We learned from COINTELPRO and all of that. So the best way, if you want to get a message and have a dialogue, is for us to do it over the airways on this network. And we will get the message out to the people that need to hear it. Thank you.
Okay. That's great. And I appreciate, being called into the show, but I need to do the planning portion of it. That's the stage we're at. And I have to do that somewhere other than in public. I hope you understand why.
Of course. I understand that. Hey, Drake, question. This is David. This is what I would like for you to do is to start back off with telling what is it that you need to tell us, that what is this this operation that's going to use provocateurs to instigate or to propagate this agenda that you are warning about. If you could lay that fundamentally out, that would be great so that the people can hear it, one, and they can know
it's
that
it's very simple. It's called Agenda 21, reduction of the population.
Go ahead.
Okay. The first thing you have to do is to, if you can, disarm the people. That's not possible here. So therefore, you have to create dissent, racism, or anything else. let's all go kill Jews, or whatever it may be that these people come up with, in order to create social discord. Mm-hmm. This is where nobody is safe anywhere, no matter what, whether they're armed or not, basically. At that point, then you're going to see a whole load of police all over the place all the time. Eventually, something will happen. If it's a group of kids that are exercising their First Amendment rights to assembly and all that, and they get stomped on by the cops, that would be provocative enough probably at this stage of the game to start things going. Now, the problem is this. There are not very many cops, and there's a whole lot of people. This means that the police are basically going to be put up as a sacrificial lamb. And when they're sacrificed and they're all done, then the only alternative that these people are going to have, and everybody's going to be screaming for relief from the mobs and the riots, oh my God, you know, and all this, we will do anything for peace, for law and order. That's when martial law comes in. When martial law is declared, supposedly, well, this is the plan that I have been privileged to for quite a few years, the type of martial law is not going to follow the martial program. It is going to be pretty much a totalitarian fascist cleansing, mm-hmm. a rounding up of everybody, specifically people such as myself, who voice freedom opinions, anybody that's a member of a group that is involved in freedom. That includes Oath Keepers and militias and everybody. All the gangs that they got guns, so we got to go get them. That roundup is the first stage. The second stage is the generalized population. The apocalyptic movies that you've seen where people end up living in shipping containers is pretty much the ideology. They get you all in one spot, and then they put a little poison in the water. And then they just simply fill certain containers and take them out to sea and drop them in. The reduction of the population is to be to 500 million. We've got somewhere in the neighborhood of 6 billion people, so that'll give you an idea. Most people don't have a ticket to ride. And I'm talking about millions and billions don't get it. You got to
and your hint to that is referring to from – not just so people know from what was posted in on the Georgia Stone, the Georgia Guy Stone,
yep.
right?
Okay, exactly.
Go ahead.
Exactly. So, I mean, it's out there. And these people are brazen enough now. They feel like they have enough control to be public about it.
Mm-hmm.
They'll get in your face and say, ha, you know, thank God for sickle cell. All bad guys and of color got to die. Whether you're a good guy or not, don't matter. Just because you're of color. You know, I mean, that crap. Jeez. I get lily boogers. Just, I hate having to talk like this, but I don't know any way to get the message across. If people don't like getting screwed with, stomped on, having their brains beat out, shot, mistreated in every manner possible, you need to get me in touch with the right people so that we can get this thing planned out, so that we can put together a nationwide communications network. I know how to do that so that nobody can find it. The militia's got one that the FBI's been puzzling about for years now, and it works great, and it's real simple. So, you know, I have encryption methods where they can't read it, period. They can't break it. The guy that wrote it is a wanted man because he wrote it. Each person on each end has that encryption. Nobody in between gets nothing. It goes on and on. There are approximately 10 to 15 million people right now in the States that are at least somewhat aware. Whether they're fully awake or not is questionable, but most of them are gunners, meaning they either have or use guns on a regular basis. Many of them are in police departments, FBI, CIA, NSA, etc. About 70 to 80% are in the military. And when I say people that are associated, I'm talking about the good guys, the ones that would rather have a good reputation based solidly on the Constitution and mutual respect between people than the reputation they've been given. These kinds of things. I know a load of people like that. So I'm going to start with the basics Wednesday on my show. I'm going to tell who did what to who.
Drake, hold up before you go into that. Drake, hold up before you go into that because we got a station break coming up and I don't want to cut you off. So hold on for that, okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. We're listening to Tendo Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break. We have on with us special guest Drake is back on. Appreciate that Drake is coming on and giving the information to us all so we can hear it for ourselves. If you have any questions or comments that you would like to make, you have any questions for Drake at the appropriate time, we will take questions from you. You can give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032 pound, and just hit star 61, and that will let me know that you are there and you have a question or comment that you would like to make. We are going to a commercial break. We'll be right back after this quick momentary break.
This is Brother Elliot, host of Time for an Awakening, and you're listening to Black Talk Radio Network, new media for the new millennium.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and today we have with us Drake, and Drake is on, and he's giving the plan to us and telling, wants you to, there's some things that he wants you to know about some coming events, some false flag events that are going to go very, very, well, become very, very apparent in the near future. And if you start to really look at some of the events that have happened in the past, the overall ability for that to happen and the opportunity and the means and the methods for that to actually happen is already in place and have been fully funded and have been fully organized, and it actually can happen. So Drake wanted to come on in to let us know. So let's hear what it is that Drake wanted us to know. And then if there's any questions or comments that you have for Drake, I have some questions, of course, for Drake, and I'm pretty sure Scotty has some. And then if you, some of the listeners, have some questions for Drake, it would be great for us to do that, because a dialogue is much better than a monologue. We need more dialogue. And so give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032 pound, then hit star 61 if you have a question or comment that you would like to make with Drake, or if you in just in general. So at the appropriate time, we will do that. We want to give Drake, he is the guest, give him the opportunity to say what it is that he came on our show for, and we do appreciate it, because there are things that we need to know so that we can make a determination based off of those things that have become those things that we have been made aware of. So Drake, once again, thank you for coming back on Tando Radio Show, and go ahead, and I want you to continue with what you were saying, laying out what is it that is going to happen, and what is it that your organization is doing in response to it, and what is it that you would like to convey to our listeners?
Okay, well, first of all, most of my organization is underground. My security clearance has got me into the old Cold War spy network, and believe me, they are a wealth of information. To go along with it, there are a whole lot of people that want to be free. The ideology of being free put me in a position a few years back to out the basis of what was going on, and I have basically been running like crazy from there. The situation is simple. They are going to orchestrate, they, the bad guys.
That's fine. You can say they. That's not a problem here, because I know exactly what you're talking about, and our listeners do too. It's a good term. They is a very good term.
Well,
go ahead.
They are going to orchestrate a false flag. By that, I mean some form of injustice is going to be carried out on a basis that nobody's seen before. Now, it was witnessed not too long ago on camera where a guy supposedly shot some people and whatnot. This is going to be something at least at that level or larger. I doubt that they're going to take out anybody in the civil rights efforts or areas simply because they don't want to lose anybody. They don't have enough agitators as it is. Consequently, the situation is going to be something that probably will involve a combination of general citizenry. And it's not going to be just one place. This is something everybody needs to know. Pick a major city, New York, Chicago, L.A., whatever, Atlanta. It don't matter. And put the officials in a position where there's a gun battle. One-sided gun battle, and kids get killed. Make sure that there was a some kind of a news interview going on at the particular schools involved, and you get the picture. My God, look what they're doing, that sort of thing. The one of the things that will help that everybody can do is to designate somebody as a communications person. This would be the person that's getting snap, a combination of snapshots and video. Make sure that person's got extra batteries and you know, so that they're prepared, so they can really see and show what is going on. That group of kids, was there a videotape is my question. That's first question I got. The reason I'm asking is not so much for the benefit of the children as it is for the detriment of those who decided that they should be Gestapo'd, let's call it that. That would be good. Now, I have gotten information recently. Most people don't know what all we're up against, so I'm going to hit it real quick. You can listen to my show, and I'll get in more detail. But we got Masons, Scottish Rite, P2 Lodge, Zionists, Nazis, dual citizenships, AIPAC, things of that nature. Those are some of the entities, not all of them, some of them.
Front groups.
That are basically, well, it's a combination, that are against freedom. Now, Nazis are pretty much done. Some of their leaders have been asking for simple surrender, meaning that the Zionists, and these are the ones you got to watch, these are the ones that are deadly. The Zionists are the ones that are whipping butt right now. I would suggest that the Jesuits all pay attention, and I know they listen to your show. They listen to mine too, and they're going to be mentioned. I would suggest that they start initiating a counteroffensive against the Zionists. A lot of this you don't see. You see movies where a whole load of people get blown away, one form or another, chopped up, etc. Nobody ever hears anything in the news media. I don't know about you guys. I don't ever see nothing in the news media, newspapers, magazines, or anything showing a room full of dead bodies. And these things are happening regular. I'm talking daily. Now, like I said, the Zionists have pretty much wiped the Nazis out. They're asking for surrender, please don't hurt me, kind of thing. The Zionists are the ones who have a long history. They come from a group, from a country, an ancient country called Khazaria. And they were not nice. They're just about everything nasty you can think of. You have that group, and that group primarily is the ones where the Ashkenazi Jews came from, specifically people, wonderful people like Hitler. And something that everybody that isn't aware of, Hitler included everybody. It wasn't just Jews. Hitler was Jewish. They do it to their own people. Interesting, huh?
Right.
You get into this.
His mother was.
Huh?
His mother was.
So was he.
Yeah.
He practiced Judaism before he went to the prison and wrote Mein Kampf. The interesting part about this is this. This started in the 1300s. So if y'all just catching up in terms of history, you're behind a bit. Around 1100 AD, they started. Around 1039, they started making decisions, and then they found that they had the power. And around 1100 AD, they started implementing that power. This is where you end up with your Knights Templar and people of that nature, and it goes on from there. You have a you have the Black Knight Association. Let's see here. You have the Underground European Union. You got things like the Black Eagle Trust. The misdeeds go on forever. I mean, and there is a load of them. The problem we've got today is that these people have their position in such a place that they don't feel that it matters what anybody does. We need to prove them wrong. Two ways to do that. Number one, no more violence, if possible. Now, I didn't say you don't have the right to defend yourself. That's a big difference. But as King authored, the nonviolent ideology creates news big time, more so than riots or destruction or whatever. I got to know some of the people that were Louis Farrakhan's teachers through our associations with differing freedom efforts. Some thought that all-out absolute violence was the best way to go. King proved them wrong. They got what they wanted. Now, here's the problem. Nobody is putting themselves forward to enforce our constitutional inalienable rights. nobody is constraining or restraining the, quote, and I quote, and I use this loosely, law enforcement. The idea of us and them is a real serious problem between people who have a little something or are enforcing the haves of that little, of that something, and those people who don't have anything, and even more so, have a hell of a lot less to lose. People get dangerous when there's nothing left to lose, and they understand this very, very well. These people are not stupid. They're very intelligent. Not quite as smart as I am in some ways, but they're close. Here's the problem. They are orchestrating, purposely orchestrating things. You heard about the attack in France?
Yep.
False flag.
Right.
Okay. CIA, MI6, Mossad, all of those people did it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And nobody has laid a finger on any of these dogs. There was a couple of towers blown up in New York City. Same people. Who started Vietnam, Korean War, World War I and II? these people. Combination of finance and oligarchy. Now, we don't have a plutocracy quite yet.
It's moving there.
We're getting to the point where you're going to have a major drop in valuation. They're scared to death right now because goods and services are going down while stocks are going up. That usually indicates that the stock market's one big fat balloon waiting to get poked. We've looked at the financial ruination of the United States. That's possible under the present circumstances only, and if nothing's done. So the situation that I've organized and put together is that we have support. There is a lot out there. Nobody's going to starve. You ain't going to do without water. Electricity's going to be kept on one way or another. And a whole bunch of people are going to jail pretty soon. I don't know how soon. I'm working on that. Right now, they would like to piecemeal this. The problem is they're beginning to get hit on all sides, just like us, just like we the people. I don't have any problems. I live in the woods. The only thing I got problems with is critters that think they own my porch. Other than that, I don't have too many problems. Most people know me and know that I'm fair about things and like that. I got a good reputation with a lot of people. Now, here's the deal. I have high-level security clearances. I got those when I was in nuclear defense. They sort of stay with you for some reason or another. I ain't figured that out. Don't really care. But the interesting part of this is that because I was in nuclear defense, they trained me. Oops. They didn't know that I disagreed with all their horse hockey. What do you mean I'm going to shoot a nuclear missile at somebody that I don't even know? You know, a boy ain't ever even throwed a rock at me, and I'm going to drop a bomb on him? Are you out of your mind? The situations that are going on are perpetrated. Syria is on up. That got awful mess was made by these same people who think they can cause regime change. You know, let's take Gaddafi out. Look at that mess. Let's get rid of Saddam Hussein. Look at that mess. I would think that once you really get your whatever's burnt real good or your thingy caught in your zipper, that you would learn not to do that. But these people still are insisting on regime change. They want Assad out of there. Well, Assad is a nasty mother. He ain't fit to draw breath, in my opinion. And I agree with the idea that he shouldn't be in there. But if he can keep a lid on it, so be it. You can work with the man somewhere or another. There's got to be some kind of a way, some kind of Achilles heel, some kind of soft spot, you know, where you can get him to perform correctly. You want to get into the problems, China and Russia are staying out of it. except that Russia saw a problem in terms of their trading partners in Europe getting zapped with a bunch of refugees. And I don't know if you've looked at the pictures, but they ain't no women and kids.
Very aware of.
18 to 24-year-olds. Now, what is that? The Syrian army? Is that Al-Qaeda? Is it ISIS? Who is that? That's a good question. Some, let's see, what was it, 26 or so states are refusing refugees right now. I told the Obama administration, no, we don't want them. Obama decided to issue a gag order according to an international treaty on small arms by the agreed to by the UN, not agreed to by us, but agreed to by the UN. A gag order? If I say the word guns, I'd go to jail and whatnot? Really? Right. I mean, you know, you get this political correctness running amok, and you got a bunch of idiots doing the bidding. Now, they don't have a choice. Believe me, I mean, if somebody could do something else, I guarantee you they would be. But they don't have a choice. Now, here's the stick. I'm not going to do anything but qualify this. The reason that I get information is because I can be trusted with it. Not out either the information that's sensitive, that can't be put out, nor the source of that information. And I get information from all over the world. Heads of state, financial ministers, you name it. I get reports from good guys in places like Israel. What do you mean the IDF's having trouble? Israeli Defense League is having, they call us up to go do something and nobody shows up. Now, does that tell you something? Now, Israel is Zionist headquarters. So that should give everybody an idea, a clue. The people in general are tired of being screwed with. The Constitution stipulates you have a right to be left alone, ruled on more than once by the Supreme Court, that you shouldn't be bothered. Nobody should become a revenue generator for a municipality. That's about as ridiculous as it gets. Everybody in Ferguson has got a traffic ticket that they've been paying fines on or have paid in the last, geez, everybody? Who's everybody? Oh, you only mean the poor people and the black people, the ones that can't fight back right. Ah. Uh-huh. That's like the National Guard being deployed between the have-nots and the haves. Now, what is up with that? That tells you that we are having a serious problem in terms of being free. And that's me, period. If I can do something that will engender or cause freedom, I'm ready. Now, if somebody wants to talk to me, we can have a lively conversation. And here's how it is. I ain't going to play games with nobody. I don't like the idea of what's going on at all. I went to Vietnam and fought and left for this country. And when I come back, I didn't know where I was at. It was a strange place. And it goes on and on. The guys that have been in Iraq, one deployment on a battlefield for a period of about 10, 12 months gives you PTSD. You want to really screw the guy's mind up?
Drake, before you go further, I just wanted to share this with you because I forgot to share it with you the last time. But on Veterans Day, I was putting out propaganda to point out the fact that you got over 700,000 to a million vets in prison. And I estimate 50% of those are in, at least 500,000 are in there for BS, nonviolent, victimless, so-called drug offenses, smoking weed, trying to, or whatever drug they use in trying to address their PTSD. And I wanted to bring that to your attention. And if you and your people are aware that we got so many vets who are incarcerated right now.
Yes, I am. And, it's, this is a nice one. 90% of them got PTSD in it, and the incarceration is one of the symptoms
that's evidence of that PTSD for which they were never treated.
And they're using to incarcerate them so that they can take them out of the theater of operation once things go awry, because they don't
You get veteran benefits, it's quite a bit of money. They want their money back. It's just like Social Security.
I think you misunderstand what I'm saying, Dre.
Understand. I'm just adding to it.
Okay. Yeah, because they don't want those vets to be able to actually engage in a way that from their training and their experience, because they are extremely dangerous, because they know how to fight asymmetrical and a guerrilla warfare tactics against them, and that is something that they definitely don't want to happen. But go ahead, I didn't mean to interrupt, because I want to.
Well, this is another call that I have made to all veterans. Anybody who's a vet who takes issue with what's going on, get in touch, because we're putting together a group, a big one. And this group's going to consist of everybody and their mother-in-law. All nationalities, colors, creeds, don't matter to me. All that matters to me is that they're all about freedom. If that's enough, then it should be happening here. I'm hoping in the next couple of weeks. I'm trying to get it done that quick. Putting together something that will be of national impact in a short period of time is not easy, but I think I might be able to get her done.
Okay. I
need people from the hood to be able to come and get trained so they can take that training and go back home and start talking to the people and get people a combination of both trained and organized. Think about this. Oathkeepers put this little pamphlet, community preparedness teams, medical, security, engineering, preparedness, communications. Think about combat training along with that. And you get an idea as to urban warfare. I was fighting house to house in the provincial capital of Hue in the Tet Offensive of 1968, right alongside the Marines, pulling people out of buildings and whatnot. I know exactly how that works. So, you know, I've got people that are and have been a part of secret operations. You've heard of super soldier programs and whatnot, I'm sure. Well, I got people that have broken free of that, and they're on their way. We're going to put together a group, par none. And when I say that we're going to put together a group, I am going to need people in the cities for two reasons. Number one, you need to have leadership so that people can look to you for decisions. Number two, you be able to keep a lid on some of it so that it don't get out of hand. And that can happen very easily. You'd be surprised how easy it is, especially when people are scared, hungry, the lights ain't on, water, they can't flush the toilet, and the phone don't work. Oh my God, I'm in the dark sitting here waiting on the willy booger to come. We don't need that. We intend to be able to keep the lights on, the toilet's flushing, phones working, and all that. We've got people set up, ready to go. In the event that somebody decides to be stupid and go turning things off. That's part of the plans that we've got already situated. There's a lot of this that are on my past shows. One person who happens to be a colonel, active duty colonel, wanted to know how I knew about the plans. And I told him. And he said, really? And I said, yeah. That was when we had live mics on my show. We don't have that anymore. But if people got questions, I'd be more than happy to try to answer them.
Okay, great. Hey, you know, I have a couple of questions. I just want to surmise what you were saying is that there are going to be some major events that are going to happen in the near or very coming close future that is going to bring about some real shock and awe to the general population so that they can control them through chaos in disorder, because of some of the past events that have happened haven't really garnished the momentum or the direction that they would like things to go for them to totally take control over the general population at hand. And that is going to be something that people can see, charge their emotions, and get them to fall right into line of a bear trap that they have to, so that they can totally destabilize the overall communities. And one of the targets and one of the best ways to do that is to target the Black community, my community, our community, because that is one in which will garnish enough of the global attention also, so that that can be, so that that can be perpetuated even further. And what it is that you're saying is that this event will be so heinous and it will be so large that it'll be undeniable that everyone will have a opinion about it, and that opinion will drive a wedge between people that shouldn't have, that people that have no real beef between each other, is going to cause a massive discontention between all, where all trust will be lost. Even people that have had long-standing relationships with each other, they will be divided on the issues because of the event that's going to be carried out. And they have the means to do it. They have the opportunity to do it. They have the wherewithal, and they will benefit solely from these events. And these events, what you are saying is that it will be where it will involve children, and it will blind people as to what the true enemy is and what is really, really going on, so that people will make emotional decisions instead of making decisions based off of principle.
Yep. This now is, you wanna know something? It ain't the Muslims.
Right.
They've been used as a scapegoat.
Right. They're used as, you know, they're used because these classifications of people is, you know, ambiguous, so that they can be used, you know, as a tool to get an objective reach. And that objective is to divide the people completely. And so what?
And
so,
then tell everybody to get their gun and go shooting everybody.
Right.
I'm going to tell you something. I heard from a bad guy. I don't know how the hell he makes his phone calls. I don't have any records of his ever calling, but he calls. I imagine he's probably in intelligence somewhere. He called me up and told me that the stuff with the blacks was practice, and that there was an event coming up. He talked to me about 3 weeks ago in a major city. And now we got Paris, France. The next target is London. Third target is the Vatican. Number four is us. And they have not stipulated what city.
Hey, hold on, Drake. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break real quick. We're going to, we got to do this commercial break when we come back. If you have any questions or comments, definitely give us a call. 641-715-3660. The piston code is 549032 pounds. And just hit star 61 if you have a question or comment to make it. If you have a question for Drake, we will definitely put you on air. And then I have some questions for Drake also. So, listen, we got to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to continue this very important conversation with Drake. And we'll be right back in 2 minutes and 2 seconds.
Have you thought about getting into podcasting but don't know where to start? Have something to say to the world but don't know how? The popularity of podcasts and internet radio streaming continues to grow with millions of people on the planet gaining internet connectivity through a multitude of devices. In the current media age, people can browse internet radio stations or listen to podcasts right from the dashboard of their cars. There are few barriers to anyone who wants to produce internet-based media. To encourage media production for Black people by Black people, if you are an independent Black media producer or want to become one, the nonprofit Black Talk Media Project is offering unlimited and unmetered podcast hosting services below industry pricing. Need more information about the industry and the technology? Find out how to create internet-based radio broadcasts and or podcasts at www.knowledgebase.blacktalkradionetwork.com. Again, that's www.knowledgebase.blacktalkradionetwork.com. The Tando Radio Show is live on Black Talk Radio Network, Monday through Fridays at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Check Black Talk Radio Network on Facebook for updates. Also, don't forget to follow Tando Radio Show on Facebook as well. Have a question or comment for the host? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549-032-POUND. That's 549-032-POUND. To signal the host, hit *61. Now back to Tando Radio Show on the Black Talk Radio Network.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. And if you have a question or comment for Drake, who is our special guest today, give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032-POUND, and just hit *61 if you have a question or comment. We have some people that are already in queue. We will definitely go to you in just a few minutes. But I want to get back to Drake. Drake, once again, I want to thank you for coming on Tando Radio Show because it's really important that we continue to establish this relationship and to hear from you, and then you can hear from us on some things that could bring about a dialogue that is so needed in these very trying times. Because, you know, with, just so you know, Tando, our show, we've been about getting our people prepared for such events, and this is nothing new to us at all. Even though the some of the intelligence and everything else at different levels is you know, various forms of intelligence that people have, and you have yours, and we appreciate yours that you do have, and just want to thank you for coming on the show. Now, I just was laying out what you were basically surmising, what you were saying, and that the police themselves are going to be used as the guinea, well, not, they were going to be used as the proxies, and also they are actually being set up by the system so that everyone will take a look at them and they will not see what the real problem is. And the very people that are instigating these problems or creating these problems, the general population will run to them and ask them for the solutions from the problems that they've created already. And in return, they're going to require that you give up the, you know, some of your sovereign rights as a person and just rights in general at all, because they want to further the overall enslavement agenda that they have for humanity.
So, all of your rights, not just some, all of them.
Right, right. Right. They want to absolve all of them, but they want to do it where you willfully do it, not even know that you participated in it. In that way, and that's what propaganda is.
Yeah.
So, okay. Now, and your solution to that is that people need to be prepared for that.
That's true. Now, there's several preparations. One of those is what I'm asking for, and that's everybody get together and get organized. The second part of it is for the individual people to be prepared. You're going to have as much non-perishable food items, that's canned goods, noodles, that sort of stuff, laid up as possible. Guns and ammunition is a good idea. supposedly, this depends on whether or not the plan is followed. It's only going to be a two-week shutdown, and that's the financial system. Each and every last bank, period, shut, closed. Lights off. That means that if you got money in the bank, you might want to figure out some kind of a way to hide it in the rafters or something at the house. Put it in a place where you can get at it and you're the only one knows where it's at. As far as accruing food and things of this nature, survival items like extra batteries for your flashlight, that sort of stuff, don't tell nobody. Don't let nobody know. And, keep anything that you do notice that goes along with this under your hat. You see somebody unloading cases of canned goods into the garage, don't say nothing. You know, just tip your hat and mind your own business kind of thing. Eventually, we should come through this all right, hopefully. I don't make no guarantees. It could get a lot worse before it gets a lot better. Now, what you got to watch for is one of the things that happened was that took place recently was that the UN decided to put together an international police force to combat terrorism. Anybody who talks about governmental problems, takes issue with the dictates of the state and that sort of thing. If you're in a militia, if you're part of a black
talk radio
show,
the state cities program.
You have been designated as a terrorist.
Right. You're talking about the safe cities program that the attorney general.
I'm talking about everybody that has guns. Everybody yeah. who believes in freedom. Everybody who has said anything. Talk shows, whatever. We have been designated as terrorists. All veterans mm-hmm. are included in that. So we got a country full of terrorists, and we have a problem with the government, and I think that probably would say enough just by itself.
Right. Okay. For the one caller that dropped off, you probably dropped. Give us a call back because I know that you had a question for Drake. Just give us a call back, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#, and just hit *61. And Drake, yes, this is times in which the general population really needs to be prepared, and they really need to know, because one of the things that's going to get you through these type of events is going to be if you're prepared for them and you have people that you know and that you can rely on to secure your secure you and your family and the overall community at large. And I'm glad that you're putting that out in that context, because that is so important. And there are going to be different engagements that we're going to see. You know, just as you were saying, you know, some of the engagements that you know of, particularly. But there's also other things that other people will also be doing if they're provocateurs or disinformation agents or whatever. They're going to be extremely active also. So being able to, what's that?
I said, yep.
Yeah. So being able to, establish, means of trust and means of, alliance is going to be key during this time. And you need to prepare for these events that are going to happen that you talk about. I would just, let's just say the shock and awe event, because we know it's not going to be one event. It's going to be multiple, as you said, in different cities. And I would surmise they're going to be in cities where there is a lot of gun control and a lot of gun propaganda for people not to have gun ownership, so that they could be made, so that they can be the perfect victims for what's going to happen.
Yep, you got it. What they're going to do is get you to stand up. They're going to do the same thing to us, or try to, that they did to the Ukraine. They talked them into, they said, oh, we'll supply you with money so you can feed your troops and buy ammunition and all that, and you go after the bad guys. They got them out on the battlefield, and then they turn around and says, well, we don't think we can loan you the money. They stand you up and get you shot, basically, is what the deal is. So you got to watch that stuff. I mean, small community groups, and by small, I mean like 100 or less, say. It could be larger. The size is not important. What's important is setting up a phone tree and having watchers, people that pick a spot where nobody can see them, and they can, you know, observe. And they got a phone. Hey, we got it going down. Call the man. Bingo. You stop a whole bunch of stuff. And the man does not necessarily have to be in blue wearing a badge. It can be the Black Panthers, the Farrakhan group. It don't matter. What matters is getting things to a point where civilized people don't have to worry about it. That's the object. Well, until we get rid of the people that are in charge right now, we got problems. That's just how simple it is. Everybody knows that, of course. We got callers?
Yeah, a couple of them had dropped, so that was my fault. If you have any questions for Drake, definitely give us a call back, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#. The caller did know that was, but there's one there now, but that's Wade. We're going to go to him in a second. And 5490#, then hit *61, and I will definitely bring you up. Let's bring Wade is there. He has a question or comment that he wants to make. Hey, Wade, you there?
Yeah, I just wanted to touch on some of the legalities that we're involved in, and organizations like common law grand juries. Yeah. Because then people could get involved that way, too. Because that's another way they could get involved.
Okay. Well, the group itself is American Liberty Alliance. And what it does is it operates according to the Constitution, specifically common law. They've initiated grand juries, courts, judges, the whole nine yards. I am trying to facilitate enforcement as we speak. Now, I want you to think about that. This is not within the normal court or system. This is the fourth branch of government, known as we the people. This is something that has not been done in quite some time. It used to be a part of the judicial and legislative branch. And well, it kind of got dropped, and we're kind of getting stepped on, and so it was time, and it's a national organization. And they hold classes, they read the Bible, they do a lot of things that are cool according to what they're coming out with. Now, the problem with true law is the organic origin of law. A lot of people miss the basis of law, which is Ecclesiastes, and then they miss that Ecclesiastes was taken from the Sumerian legal tablets. The Sumerian legal tablets are supposedly taken from an ancient, and when they say ancient, another, I'd say from here, probably 50,000 years ago, that was given supposedly by the Creator himself to mankind so that we could do things correctly. That's the preface to it. These are the laws that humankind knows. These are the things that your conscience tells you. You don't hurt something that's helpless. You don't play games with people that don't want to play. You don't hurt little people and or young people and older people just because you can and you're some kind of Adonis. the knockout game is a good example of taking frustrations out in the wrong way. The ideology of shooting cops is no better than the cops shooting somebody that don't deserve it either. Because, you know, all of this goes to the realities of what you intend to be, what you intend to foster, what you intend to bring about into being. If you want peace, then you're going to have to figure out how, without killing each other, to do so. There's a world council in place, and it's waiting patiently for some things to transact. When those transactions are done, you're going to have representatives from all countries coming together. They've adopted the two suggestions I made, which was common law and the golden rule, that they're going to operate by those precedents. They're going to operate according to the situation and the people involved for the betterment of both sides. It ain't going to be a one-sided, you're wrong kind of thing. It's like the misconstruence of justice, where they stipulate that, let's see if I can find it here. although naturalized citizens are required to take an oath, renounce the previous alliances, the oath has never been enforced. That's where the problem is, enforcement. And that's what I'm intending to put together, is enforcement. However, I need as many communities, as many people as possible who would be interested. And I don't care if you're a Farrakhan person. I don't care if you're pink. It don't make me no difference. What I'm looking at is if you are about freedom and a level playing field for everybody, let's get her done.
We got powers. Yeah. No. I have a couple of questions for myself. Drake, and this is from program 1033, which is where the government after the Los Angeles riots had started to give surplus military gear to the local police departments. This was all part of the program that they've been working on for a while, and they've just been waiting and creating the events to lead up to the present day of when they would bring this great shock and awe to the people to divide them so that they can invoke their fascist martial law. Okay. All right. So now when this martial law, this fascist martial law, because it's not going to be any form of martial law that you've seen in current history, but it's going to be a very, you know, very authoritative in a very malevolent martial law, where they will actually invoke slave camps. They will actually invoke work camps and things of that nature, which they've already built those institutions and they've fully funded those places, and, you know, through the black budget and the black operations that we know that goes on throughout the government. So the key here is that there needs to be a massive response by the people to prepare themselves individually, their families, and their communities to have the appropriate response to that.
That's right. And one of the main things is what's called a phone tree. One person calls two or three people and then hangs the phone up. Those three people call two or three people. And you see the multiplicity. All of a sudden, you got 50, 60 people aware, 100, 1,000. What do they call that? Phone riot, where everybody gets a text message show up at 12th and Main, and 1,000 people show up.
Oh, that's the phone. But see,
and it works
but Drake, this is the problem that I see with that. I really believe in using tactics that they haven't created. They control all of the electronic communications. Twitter. I mean, they use Twitter and Facebook. They use Twitter and Facebook in Tunisia and in Egypt to spur on the riots so they would happen in the way that they wanted to unfold. I think which is more organic for people to do is to develop systems and communication systems that is absent and outside of the overall program, because that is the most secure way to do it, because the electrical grid and electronic grid that they put into place, they thoroughly have all of the back doors too, so that they can monitor anything. I think it's more effective for what you're doing, coming out, giving the information, and for the individuals to establish their own form of communication that they can vet themselves and know that it is secure because they're securing it.
Let's put it this way. The guy that wrote the encryption program I got on my computer also wrote one for phones.
Yeah.
It's not breakable, period. He's a wanted man internationally because he wrote these two programs.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So.
But see, Drake, but see, that's great. I mean, I'm pretty sure that you have great confidence in him, but I don't. And the other people that are listening on this call,
you will not be able to communicate securely.
Right. They don't know him from Adam, is what I'm saying. It's not saying that
he's right or wrong.
Hold
on a minute. Yes, I do. I have people in the security areas of different places that handle security softwares and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it was recommended by one of those who hates the government. Okay?
Right, right. But no, I'm
agreeing. Wait a minute. I didn't just take his word. I did some checking. I got online and looked.
Right, you checked.
His two programs, one for cell phones and mobile devices and the other one for desktops, has not been broken.
Right. No. It's probably true, but this is something you've checked.
All I'm doing is recommending it. You're going to have secure communications otherwise.
But see, this is the thing. I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say how we would have secure communications, because then they wouldn't be secure any longer. You know, but. I hear what you're saying, and I'm totally agreeing with you, but that is something that you're comfortable with. But, you know, for our listeners, that's not something that they're going to be comfortable with. I tell you what they're going to be comfortable with and what they really do appreciate. What they will appreciate is this, that you came on the show and that this is the second time on the show, and we hope to have you back on in the future. And you're giving this great information because you're actually validating and substantiating what Tando Radio Show has been doing since we've been on the radio. And they really do appreciate that. And then the information that you are giving about the plan, you and Mr. Wade coming on, we do appreciate that because it's so necessary and we need to hear that so that we can understand and have an idea of some of the things that are to come. Now, on your front and on Wade's front, you guys are very secure in what you're doing. You vetted all of the members that you've had. You vetted the equipment that you've had. You know the communication line for our people, the people that listen to Tando and everything else. They're not a part of that process, nor should they be a part of that process. They should establish their own. And if we can work to augment what you're doing at the appropriate time, then it would be great. But I do not bring people into my group that I don't know. And I don't bring people into my group that I don't know their background, because this is not something that you can establish trust in overnight for these lifelong decisions that are going to be coming. I thoroughly appreciate you coming on the show and telling our people the group that you have on how to get trained. But let me just say this. There are people that we have that have extensive combat experience, and they are actually trainers and cadre members within training facilities that they can train our people. And not only that, one of the things that a lot of people don't know about the black community is this. We have a hidden societal communication of our own that other people will not be able to pick up on. And not only that, we have our own form of communication. We have our own form of protection, and it would be done at the appropriate time. But it's something that we have because we had to establish that. We've been in this guerrilla warfare since we got here. by way of force, or by way that we were forced into the circumstances of what we're in. And so, I know that you're aware of that, but what I'm saying to you is that what you're talking about, we have been doing, but see, what happens is this, is a lot of people, which is good for us, a lot of people think of us one way. They like to talk about us instead of negotiating with us. And right now, we understand where we are, and we understand what's going on. We know the game like everyone else knows the game, and we position ourselves to have an appropriate response to when these events take off. Because I'm going to say this, what you saw in Baltimore, what you saw in Los Angeles, those were provocateurs that started those type of events. There was nothing that was going to happen that could stop that. But let me tell you what most people don't realize is this, that we strategically placed ourselves to be able to defend ourselves in the appropriate manner. And I would say, by you coming on and telling everyone that this is coming, we appreciate that. And one of the things is this, is that we will stand back and protect our own and protect the interest that we believe in, that being all of the people that, you know, that are on the same side. We have your best interest at heart, and we will support you. But one of the things that we have to do, because we've been targeted more than any other community within this country, just here, that we know the game, and we know those individuals that actually are moles and are actually working for the government to gather information and intelligence on us so that they can do what it is that they need to do. We are thoroughly aware of it. We know the leaders that are working, that are getting pension plans from the government themselves. We are not ignorant at all. And it's, and I, what I would say is that we love when people think that we are, because they can think, but we know. And this is why we control, because we've been under this these operations for years. The drug wars, like you said earlier, when you said, one of the first things you said, some of the things that making our communities unstable was a part of the overall design plan. We know. We've had the effects of it. Believe me. And I think it's really important for us to prepare ourselves and our community our way, and to have a dialogue with you. And when things do happen to meet that point, because one of the things that we don't want to do is that we don't want to take on someone else's agenda that we don't know, because that's not a smart move at all. And I think what happens here is that, you know, our overall directions and beliefs and principles are very similar and are of the same. And they can actually benefit each other from this standpoint. From augmentation.
Okay, what I'm looking for is a hookup. Now, people that can listen to what to this show can also listen to mine. It's real simple. You do have to have a computer interface or a phone. Other than that, no problem.
Yeah. Now, well, we know. I'm not discouraging that at all. And we, you know, you came on, and I hate that the show is over. Dre, we got to have you back on. Because okay. I'm not attacking you. Scotty is not attacking you. It's just
all I'm asking for is a hookup. That's it.
So
and
all right,
listen to me. I'll let the individual that hooks up make their own decisions as to whether or not they accept or reject what I got to offer. Okay?
Yeah. Oh, definitely. And I hate to say that this is the end of the show, Drake. Definitely. Let's Wade, if we could get in contact with each other again to have Drake back on again. That would be great. I think it's necessary because these are times in which we understand that these false flags are targeting us all. They're targeting you, Drake, and they're targeting us. That's what we have in common. But there's even more that we have in common. But we have to get to those points. So, and we have to go through some of the storm so that we can see that those are redeemable factors in us all, which they are, which they definitely are. So, Drake, I just want to thank you and Wade for coming on today. It really means a lot to our listeners, and it means a lot to our network. And I would just say to you the best of days and blessings of the great Creator God Almighty. And we truly, truly do thank you. Okay, everyone, that's the end of the show. I just want to thank you all for listening. And remember, before you ask for a blessing, to be a blessing, it's never goodbye. It's I'll see you later. Much love and much respect. Wade and Drake, Wade, if you can, get in contact with me tomorrow, because I would love to have Drake back on, and because it's so important. Thank you so much, Drake.
There are no more I could reach you.
Email, you have the email, because the show is about to go off.
Okay,
I got you. Oh, okay.
You didn't suffer.